This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And here we are, the Miggity Mac Daddy, the werewolves.
We're done.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Finish line. Cue chariots of fire.
Brought to you by, like, what's left to say about werewolves that hasn't been said?
Okay, so there's a stripe from most of these where they describe, again, procreation, either, you know, what is the result of coitus between two of these things or one of these things and a human. I really do just enjoy the way they describe some of these things. The cubs are born in hybrid form. They resemble fuzzy human babies with wolf-like faces.
So yeah, like those twins in Mexico.
Yeah, they're little Butch Patricks.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is like, that's fine. That's good.
I'm good. Yeah. Not everything is a criticism. I like it.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, that's cute. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know if it's cute enough. Like, yeah. Because they're still just werewolves. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. So something about some of these, like, super basic creatures, if you're not going to add anything to it, I wish that you would just, like, do we need anything left about, like, do we ever need to have anything else about werewolves? Like, people just kind of know about werewolves.
Yeah, they're kind of baked in. I'm not sure. Like, what I would probably benefit from is like a Volo's guide. You know, tell me how the underworld works. You know.
Yeah, that might be good.
But that's like, right? that is not a single page entry. That is like a supplementary book. And then at that point, I'm reading like a White Wolf thing and running around in the woods. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and you don't want that, you know, like pretending, yeah, you know, doing the werewolf, the rage or rage of the apocalypse or whatever the prefix is for that World of Darkness thing. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you, I had a really good idea for a campaign, that I want to run, like a short campaign for my group, and people who are listening to this can steal it. I want, so two DMs, right? So like me and Brayton talking about it, and all our players are either like were creatures or like vampires or something.
Hmm.
And one of us runs their characters during the day and the other one does when they're monsters at night. And there's two concurrent storylines and you go back and forth between like day shift and night shift.
Oh, wow.
I thought it'd be a cool idea.
Yeah.
And then
I
was like,
well,
how do you not, you know, like, cause the cool thing would be like, you'd be, you know, at night you'd be doing things that were kind of related. Like, you know, like maybe during the day you're cops, but then at night, you know, it's like, oh, well, like we don't have evidence, but we're going to take on this ring or whatever. And you're making things difficult for yourself. And I was like, how do you just not set yourself up for advantages and everything? And I was like, what if everybody plays somebody else's character at night?
Oh yeah. Or you just have like two sets of player characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, you know, then you swap out. So then it's effectively two game groups playing the same campaign.
Yeah. But in cool, interesting, like related ways, you know, and there could be crossover and stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
you know, this is we've given this guy a tincture so he stays a were tiger for an you know, during the day, so he's gonna join us for this because he's the only one who remembers, you know, where the guild hid their, you know.
Yeah. And at that point the only benefit would be for a third party observer or for somebody who's around for all of it.
Yeah. And it'd be cool to exchange stories and stuff, to be like, you know, afterwards I think it'd be fun for those two groups to like get together and be like, you know, yeah, then we came across this, but it was like this, and it's like, oh, we did that. You know, there'd be kind of a cool feeling to that, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, if you could pin down the logistics, that'd be really fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be neat. Like, I don't think it'd be sustainable because I don't want to tell a story that's complicated for that long.
Right.
You know, but like doing like a you know, 6-week little mini series, I think would be a really cool idea.
Yeah.
You know, and structure in a way to where the climax was not the characters being against each other, because then it's like, well, fuck, you know. Right. It'd be cool if you had two different groups to do that and like have everybody clash, but if they were the same characters or the same people,
finding some kind of magical stone that separates the Hulk from Bruce Banner,
yeah,
and then just all of a sudden there's both of them working together.
Everybody has to fight their wolf forms using information they kind of gleaned, you know, to kind of outsmart them from like reading clues about what happened the night before. It'd be like The Hangover, you know, but like a not, you know, but funny.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.